you're taking part in the Indiana Grown Homegrown by Heroes initiative,
yes,
which is a part a partnership between the State Department of Agriculture and the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Talk to me about the initiative, the program, and what got you interested.
Well, the program was started in the state of Kentucky as a way to recognize military veterans who are producing homegrown products like vegetables and produce and meat, just as a way to help promote these products and help veterans out. So that's where it originally started. The Farmer Veteran Coalition then approached Kentucky and created this into a national program where any military veteran who meets the qualifications, basically who has served and owns a farm at least 50% or owns the business that is creating farm products at least 50%, can label their products as Homegrown by Heroes. It's just a extra designation and a logo that you can put on your products that can be used for marketing as a way to say, hey, this is produced by a military veteran. This is one way you can support them and help promote their business now that they're out of the military. So that started a couple years ago, and I actually had been in contact with the Farmer Veteran Coalition and involved in some of their education outreach, and you know, got that logo as soon as it was offered here for the state of Indiana. And just recently, the state of Indiana has basically co-sponsored the logo specifically for Indiana as a joint effort between Indiana Grown and Homegrown by Heroes. So it's kind of like a combined logo. And you know, the state is now saying, you know, we're going to promote this program and this marketing initiative to help our military veterans who are coming back from their service. You know, many are coming back to farms that they had left in order to go in the military. Or there's people similar to me who are coming back from the military and starting something fresh and just starting a new farm enterprise. So that's pretty much the Homegrown by Heroes. And I got the certification, I believe, 2 years ago and was the first farm in the state of Indiana to have the Homegrown by Heroes designation and hope to get the word out and get more veterans in Indiana to use that logo and to kind of educate the public about what that logo means.
When you look at a program or an initiative like this, why is this so important on both sides, maybe for the agricultural side of things, but the veteran side as well?
A lot of people, when they find out I work with military or that I have a military history at like farmers markets, that kind of stuff, customers, they'll say, oh, thank you for your service. You know, we really want to do whatever we can to support you. And I think while we have that pro-veteran culture in Indiana, I think a lot of the community and even the state doesn't really know how to put that into something that's tangible. And this is a really simple way that the community can say, you know, I want to support these businesses and these veterans that are returning home and make sure that they succeed. And acknowledge at the same time the sacrifice that's gone into serving in the military. So I think that's fantastic for the community. And then on the flip side, for veterans, I specifically think that farming is really healing for veterans when they come home. I think it's a great way to reconnect with themselves, with the nature and with the community. I think coming home, or I know coming home, it's very hard to reintegrate into what we call, you know, civilian, the civilian community. It's very different when you're in military culture. It's very team-oriented and very mission-driven. And when you come home, all of a sudden you lose that entire support system, both formally through the military and then also through the people that you serve with. I mean, you really become brothers and sisters when you go through, you know, these stressful times and these very intense missions. And this is another way that veterans can get encouraged to kind of break back into the community. I always tell people selling farm products, selling food is one of the easiest things to do. It's one of the easiest ways to start talking to people because everybody loves food. You know, everybody's excited at farmers markets. It's a very positive place. People love good tasting food and they love to talk about it. So it's something that's really easy to kind of find that common ground and to start those communications back.
If somebody wants to get involved, whether it's if it's a veteran that's looking to take part in this program, what is the best way for them to do so?
To start the certification for the Homegrown by Heroes, you can go onto the website for the Farmer Veteran Coalition. So it's fvc.org. And then there's a tab on there that says Homegrown by Heroes. There's an application that you can just quickly go through. The qualifications are not hard. You just have to send in proof of service and then proof of farm or business ownership. And then literally it just takes, you know, a week or two to review, and then you get your certification packet. Same for the Indiana Grown. That you just do a separate application for Indiana Grown, and they have a specific question on the application about if you're a veteran and if you are Homegrown by Heroes certified. So super easy. We do have some contacts in the state of Indiana. I know Cindy Chastain, who works with Purdue and AgriBility and the Farmer Veteran Coalition, is a great resource. She can help you through the application process or any questions that you have.
And if somebody wants to make a purchase from an Indiana Grown, Homegrown by Heroes participant, what do they look for?
Well, the easiest way is when you're at the farmer's market or in the market, if you can just look for this logo, it's very clear. It's just a flag with a soldier on the front. I know the Farmer Veteran Coalition is working on putting together a list of all the farms that are certified as Homegrown by Heroes. I don't believe it's up on their website yet, but it is going to be coming soon.